Well, coming up on March 31st, just 5 days away, there's going to be a concert at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater called Rhythm and Youth Concert. It starts at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6, and it runs until 8:30. And it's going to feature a number of different youth musicians playing. And a big part of the concert is to unify people through music, which is something that's been happening for years all over the world. And it's nice that it's going to be happening at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. David's Music House is another such place that brings people together through music. And Ben Barson is one of the instructors there. And some of his saxophone players are going to be part of the Rhythm and Youth Concert at the Kelly Strayhorn. And today we have a quintet of them. They're going to be playing one of my favorite jazz standards. This group is known as the Golden Quintet.
Thank you.
That is the Golden Quintet here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And wow, they sounded amazing. And you're going to get to meet some of the players. Let's start with Ben Barson, who is the instructor. And Ben, thank you. Now, you played Mercy at the beginning.
Yes, it was a surprise transformation into Red Clay. They're both in the key of C, and they're both funky, but they represent different time periods in this sort of continuum of jazz, soul, funk. One's much more kind of 50s, and one's much more 70s. So I thought it'd be cool to give this amazing group of students whose ages range from 8 years old to 13
Wow.
a chance to experience the decades of this music.
And they each had solos, and they sounded amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Playing.
How long have you been playing sax, and when did you come to Pittsburgh?
I moved to Pittsburgh 2 years ago. I really loved the music scene and the spirit of community here. I moved here from New York City. I've been playing saxophone since I was 10, so a lot of these folks are way ahead of me at the age I was at, so I've been playing for 17 years now.
I don't think we talked about this the last time you were here, but we have Richie Cole here in Pittsburgh. How about that?
Richie Cole is unbelievable. Yeah, it's such a, he's played on so many historic records, and I've had a chance to play with him here too. So it's
yeah, it's amazing, and I've talked about that a few times on the air, but it's nice when you especially could appreciate it. He's a legendary sax player.
Yeah.
And I think he was in New York City as well.
He was.
You're finding, I don't want to ask the question awkwardly, but clearly you can make a living as a musician here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and you know, everyone has to be creative, you know, just like this program was invented and now it serves a function. And I don't think anyone here woke up like 2 years ago thinking, we really need a saxophone ensemble, but now I can't think of a life without it. So, you know, it's just been amazing working with these young folks. They've been teaching me so much about what it means to be a musician. So
they sound great, and we'll get to meet them. That's Ben Barson, who teaches at David's Music House. And let's meet. You can just pass the mic through, and we'll meet each of you. Could you tell me your name, how old you are, where you go to school?
I'm Dante Campani. I go to school at Ringgold, and I am 12 years old.
Excellent. And how long have you been playing?
3 years.
Well, you sound great. What attracted you to the saxophone, got you interested in playing?
My great-grandpa played.
That's great. Is he still living?
No.
Is the sax by any chance from? I can't see it.
Yeah,
too.
This is his.
I thought so. What a beautiful instrument. And that's fun to carry on a family tradition. Are there any other musical people in your family?
Oh, my grandpa is.
Well, it's the son of your great-grandpa?
Yeah.
Terrific. Hold that right up to you. That's good. Any shout-outs or acknowledgments you would like to make?
Hi, Mom.
Thanks. And now we go to you.
Matt.
Hello. This is Matthias, I think.
Matt Fight. And
tell me your first name again.
Matt.
And where do you go to school and how old are you?
I go to McMurray Elementary and I'm 9 years old.
And would you like to say hello to anyone who might be listening?
My family and my music teachers, one from McMurray, Mr. DeFilippo, and Ben Barson.
Excellent. And how long have you played sax now? When did you start?
About a year.
And was it hard at first?
Yeah.
What are some of the hard things when you first listen or first start to play?
Like just playing, it's hard to like get the sound out at first. So Ben taught me how to do that. So.
And then did you feel like maybe you got past a hurdle when it became fun?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to do that, do you think?
About like two lessons.
That's pretty.
About 2 weeks.
That's pretty amazing to feel that way, because I'm asking you that because sometimes people decide they want to learn how to play an instrument and they decide they don't like it, but it takes a lot of patience, mm-hmm. doesn't it? Do you practice a lot?
On a normal day basis, I'm like around like 15, 30 minutes.
So that's not, you know, you can find time to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, great. It's nice to meet you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I got this saxophone from my cousin.
So we have two family saxophones here that we're aware of so far. Does your cousin play also?
She did. I'm not sure if she got a new one or...
And sometimes people move to other instruments, too. Yeah. She may have decided to move to another woodwind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks. It's nice to talk to you. Let's meet who is next to you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And where do you go to school?
Peters Township Middle School.
And how old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
It's nice to meet you. How long have you been playing?
About 3 years. Started in fifth grade.
And you must enjoy it because you're in an age where if you didn't enjoy it, you could, I suspect, easily reject it.
Yeah.
What do you like about playing?
I like some instruments. You can just play one type of music, like just classical. But what I like about the saxophone is that you can play jazzy, classical, modern pop music, or old folk songs. You can play anything with it.
And do you have any genre that you especially like, or maybe that you've been into lately?
I really like the jazz music. I really like jazz.
Who are some of your favorite jazz sax players? I don't want to put you
on
the spot.
I like Cannonball Adderley.
Whoa, nice. I like him too. Stolen Moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Yeah. No, that's the wrong Adderley. wait, Stolen?
Mercy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Who wrote Stolen Moments?
Oliver Nelson.
Thank you. I needed Ben for that. Yeah, I like, I have a lot of jazz in my head because I worked with a lot of great lovers of jazz, and it's actually one of my favorite genres, too. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Well, it's my mom's birthday today, so happy birthday to her.
Is she out there?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to your mom. Terrific. And anybody else?
I think I have a few friends listening, so thanks to them for listening.
Great. You can name them if you want.
Chelsea. Anna, Sydney, I think. Yeah, and then the rest of the group.
Excellent. And let's see who's next to you on your right. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Ava Zala.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Cannonsburg Middle School.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Anybody I know who's listening.
Perfect. All of Ava's peeps, you're out there. And tell me a little bit about your relationship with the saxophone, when you started, what you like about it.
Well, I started, I think, in October. So,
wow.
Yeah, I wanted to play the sax because I saw my brother perform one time with his jazz group, and I saw somebody playing the Barry sax, and... That's why I wanted to play it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've only been playing for about 5 months, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And you must like it. Now, I was talking earlier with Matt about what it's like at the beginning. Did you find it hard at the beginning, too?
Yeah, it was kind of difficult, like,
and what for you was the harder part of it?
Well, it was hard, like, with... I remember one part was trying to reach the keys at the bottom with my tiny hands.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll bet. And that had to be tough. But what about the... I remember a friend of mine who played, and it was always the reed that was difficult, like to get the reed exactly right. Is that hard?
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, that was the big thing. Well, nice to talk to you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Now, how many of you are going to be at the concert at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater? Are any of you part of it? Okay, we've got a couple. And let's pass that mic over to Ben. I know we're going to be talking about the concert in just a few moments.
Yeah, I'm so happy Matt gave me a shout-out. That really made my day.
Yeah,
right now, of this group, I hope everyone comes, but actually the Way of the Saxophone, which is another ensemble that has a little bit of seniority, just they've been around longer, of which Kate is a part of, they're going to be playing at the Kelly Strayhorn on Thursday.
Excellent. Well, we're going to make a quick change and bring in some additional players. Thank you for being here along with us during our Youth Express segment at the Saturday Light Brigade.